Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodrich. Connection is
made. And we're here, the Council's Connection show. This is our first show for the year, and I'm here with my co-host, Kelly McPherson. Hey, Kelly.
G'day, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, good. It goes past so quick. We're already here, sitting back down in the desks, and my head's spinning after Christmas and January. It feels like it should have a slow time, but just gets very busy. And the heat, I say it's the heat. The heat affects me as well.
Yeah, the heat definitely slows us down. I was about to say Happy New Year, but we're nearly February. Can't believe it.
Yes, so much going on. We've got some special guests here today. We've got our youth voice session, and we're going to hear about the libraries coming up later on, and then a few events coming up. But we've kind of sat over Christmas and said, well, we're going to have a little reimagine our show. We normally have a long, we talk about upcoming events and celebrating what's happening in community. And that is also something we'll still do at the end of a show. We also thought we'll do this. It's actually about storytelling and storytelling about what's happening in our community. There's amazing things happening in our community. And as community officers at council, a lot of people working in community, we work around this framework around asset-based community development, or ABCD. Mm-hmm. And we thought, let's tell some ABCD stories for our show, and that's what this show's about. We'll have something about with our special celebrity guest today, soon to be announced, very secret. But before we do, Kelly, can you tell us about what does that mean? What does asset-based community development mean?
Look, it's kind of our North Star for all the work that we do in community, and it's all about unearthing and connecting assets. So having a look at communities, what's working really, really well, mm-hmm. so what's strong, and really focusing. It could be people, it could be their wisdom, it could be resources like a building or an opportunity. And it's all about sort of mapping what's out there, and where the potential partnerships and collaborations and networks and good things are, and then using that as a bit of a launch pad. And we've got connectors and we've got animators within the community, our wonderful volunteers that play really, really critical roles in that work, because they help us connect with each other and do great things that make our communities the places that they are and where we want to live.
Yeah, yeah. It is amazing. And we live in an incredible community, and the greatest assets I see for community are our people. The people live here, their passions about that as well. And one thing that we do in our role, and a lot of community groups and areas now in the Yarra Valley and Yarra Rangers do, is this thing called community planning, which uses asset-based community. Like, look around your community, what are the buildings, the groups, the organisations, the people, the stories, the passions, and bring those things together and go, well, what can we do together?
As a collective.
Amazing place to live for everyone. And so that brings us to our guest today. We have a celebrity. I was very busy this morning finding some red carpet. Had to give it a big vacuum and a sweep and roll it out into Yarra Valley FM this morning, because we have Maureen Hallett today, who is the just awarded on Australia Day the Citizen of the Year for Yarra Rangers, as our special guest. Hello, Maureen.
Hello, Michael, and thanks so much for having me today. An absolute pleasure and honour to be awarded Citizen of the Year, and even a better pleasure is working with the amazing Yarra Rangers Council and connecting and socialising a beautiful group, and, as you say, building an amazing Shire area. And I guess all of us living here are proud to live here.
Absolutely. Pretty proud amazing. And passionate.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
actually said. And been interesting hearing and about Millgrove, and not just the current, and we're going to be with MRAG and that community group that's come through, but hearing the stories from not just 50 years ago, but beyond that, of communities coming together, pulling their resources to make things happen. So this asset-based community development is a newish thing that's been here around for the last sort of two decades or so, but actually it's stuff people have been doing for forever. And it's just a new way of talking about it as well. So some beautiful stories about in Millgrove, for me, many, many times go around, people going, I think we should have a football oval. Let's donate let's donate our land so we can create a football oval. Or the school, and all these amazing stories people bring together. And so it's a really strong story that comes through Millgrove and other areas too, of like communities going, we're going to do this for ourselves. We're going to come together and make this happen. And so 20 years ago, something happened to Millgrove. A story was told about Millgrove, about its people, and that sort of got people a bit excited and thinking that that's probably not the true story. Can you tell us a bit about how, what happened 20 years ago in this story about Millgrove?
Well, going back to 2005, we had a very degrading newspaper article printed, and the Age newspaper company obviously interviewed the wrong person in Millgrove, unfortunately. Yeah, and it was really, really, really upsetting, and I just thought, hey, guys, we're better than this, you know. So we called a meeting and, yeah, got things happening in Millgrove, and we haven't really had a step backwards since that day. The interest that came from a community meeting and overall connectivity with the community group was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had a few lulls so far, but nothing major. And we've just been very fortunate that Millgrove has been united, and we just ploughed on and to what we got today, which is pretty amazing.
It's a thriving community.
Yeah.
And, like, the small steps of that passion came forth. That article came out. There's this passion for the community going, actually, that's not our story. Let's change that story about what is Millgrove and what we know about Millgrove and what we think is amazing about it. Yeah. And so you gather together, and then you started to think this thing about community planning. If anyone never heard about community planning, can you give us an idea of, because you've done this now, you've just finished your third Millgrove community plan. Can you tell us a bit about what does community planning mean to you?
I can tell you it's a lot of work. But it's very rewarding and an amazing asset for any group to have. It gives you, it's like your roadmap, really. And, you know, you got to stop at the traffic lights every now and then and have a good look at it. And you know, are we on the right track? But it's a great reference, not only to us, but to any groups we work with. It's encouraging for other groups. And it's a great, great asset for the Shire to have. In like applying for grants or whatever, it's there in front of them, and just look there. Hey, we're working on this. We've requested this. You know, pretty crazy thing sometimes, but it's all doable.
Think big.
And that's right. We always say think big, and yes. You know, think big does come.
Yeah. It does.
We were very lucky. We got work with Mindaroo Foundation and Resilience Canopy is now called now, and they just said to us, think big, and we do. And, you know, we're reaping quite a few good rewards from it all, but it's like a Bible, you know. It's just there and you've got to read it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's very important that any group has a community plan. It's a great reference at all times.
It really is. Yeah. And so, and part of that, when you do that, original community planning, and so this is the third edition of that, is bringing all the community together, going, well, let's hear about these assets in our community. What are their stories? What are the groups? What are the things we are really passionate about? We want to make happen. We want to do ourselves. We want to do some support, or we want to advocate for. And so coming up all those ideas together in a document and telling those stories and having a clear, essentially almost like a strategic plan for this township or this community around, here's the things that we think are important, will build and strengthen our community. So over the past 20 years, what are some really things you feel that yourself and Millgrove Resident Action Group and in Millgrove themselves are really proud of, that have achieved through community planning?
We're very proud of everything that we've done. And, we've achieved a few major projects. I guess our first real one was the amount of community that came together to produce this community plan, our first community plan. It was amazing. And we did all the catering ourselves and just really pulled together, and it was a great reward and a great incentive for the community to see that what we can do.
Yes.
As a tiny group, you know. But then we applied for a project called Pick My Project, which was to develop a track along the river road side of the Yarra River. We didn't get that, but we were pretty deflated. And then Sally Brennan came to our rescue. She knew where there was a bucket of money somewhere, mm-hmm. and we got just on $200,000 to do this project, and that was so rewarding. We just thought, just tiny little town, you know, we've made it, you know.
Yeah.
And from then on, we've done some great things. We've done our light trail shows, which was really rewarding. Even our monthly community markets are just so rewarding that,
absolutely.
You know, you can bring the team together and you meet so many people at that market,
yes.
that will offer, I'm interested in this, I'm interested in that. And it's a great social place. And
a place people connect too, because the people coming through, the local community, but like people coming through, it's a place, like the markets are incredible places, just people to be and connect and to feel a sense of place.
That's right.
Well.
And everybody's so relaxed at a market,
yes.
on the day, you know. So
yes.
you can really, they're all unwound and willing to talk, you know. And
yeah.
Like even tourists coming through, you know, just and they just pat on the back. It's amazing what you guys are doing, you know. And we present our community plan out there and all our, you know, future ideas and so forth. And, you never know who you're going to get on board. And I think each time we get a grant to run something, we get someone else new and happy to be involved. So
yes.
we're slowly growing. And I think we started with 7 on our little committee and we're now up to 20. So, each year we get a few more, more each year. It's really great.
And with those projects, we have little working groups coming through focusing on each of those little projects that are in this community plan that's saying this is like the market and the light trail. You've also become community management for the Yarra.
That's
on the dig from Mackenzie King to D Bridge. There's another project coming there around this land management plan, how to look after and nurture the Yarra and Birrarung and that place as well, and how to keep that place healthy. And you've also just had, we're in the paper just recently for quite a significant grant that you got through AusNet. Can you tell us a bit about that? Because that really is about an amazing new asset for community.
We originally put in for a quote and it was rather high. We ended up with only 22,000 out of that, but that was to educate people in installing the solar panels and that.
Mm-hmm.
So then the second round of this this grant was we got just on $300,000 to install solar panels on the River Valley and Community Hall.
Mm-hmm.
At the school as well. So that means that the school will have solar power, save them quite a lot of money through the year.
Mm.
It's also going to be part of our community hub, which is a major asset. I mean, we've got our refuge at Millgrove, but
mm-hmm.
we've also now got a hub with this huge hall that can cater for 300 meals, I think.
Yeah.
Soccer club can do another few hundred. We'll have, I think, up to 5 days of power should there be an outage.
Yes.
So a really great asset for the school. And we have now a new principal at the school, so I've just had a meeting this morning with her, Melanie, and she is really keen to work with us. And it's very exciting as to what we can develop out of Millgrove now with another group coming on board with us. It's pretty good news.
It is, really is.
Yeah.
And I was even hearing Melanie from the new principal at Millwarra Primary, the school's values were so aligned with this community plan. It was around resilience. This came from the students, came from the staff, was resilience, respect and connection were those three top things they felt were really important for their school and their community.
Exactly what MRAG's doing as well. So really, almost immediately we've got a connection.
Yes.
This is fantastic.
Mm.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you could go back to Maureen 20 years ago, who just read that Guardian newspaper, is there any advice you'd give to yourself?
Well, not really. I'm a bit of a spur of the moment. And, you know, I see something and it's got to be done.
Yes.
I'm pretty happy with what I've done over the years in Millgrove. I don't think that there's no regrets.
Mm.
But, and I guess I don't really have time to sit back and think, maybe I should have done that. Maybe.
Yeah.
So not only myself, but the group, we just good achievers, I guess.
Absolutely. And on the drive out here, we're talking about, you know, that's that. What's that thing you're really proud of about Millgrove and about MRAG? And said there was this real sense of passion within the Millgrove, the MRAG community group, around really getting there and doing it and doing the work together, and really a deep caring for each other too.
Yeah, we're a real family, which is, I think, is a really important asset to have. We work really well together, always having little social outings and so forth, where we make a lot of fun, you know, do some crazy things. But I think it's all part of building the committee. And like last year, we got community group of the year, so that says something for itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And then this year we've got my award, so it's looking pretty good for Millgrove Residents Action Group. And just an amazing group, and I'm so proud of who they are and what we are.
It really should be.
Bit of a unique group, I think, in the Valley.
Yes.
To have achieved our award last year and then this one this year. I don't know, but I think we're pretty smart, pretty good.
Definitely big thinkers and doers as well. Yeah. And that's what they're at. So if someone's listening here and they're thinking about community planning and thinking about the community, what advice or encouragement would you give to them about maybe how to get started or what they should think about first?
I think there's always a purpose behind it for anybody to be thinking. And I would certainly encourage anybody to step up to the plate and create a group, or even, like, you know, dabble your toe into another group and just see what you think about it, you know. You don't have to be on a committee. You can just, you know, puddle along at a working bee or whatever. But to anybody with a cause, I think it's important to get up there and have a go.
Yeah.
And who knows where you'll go, what you can create.
Yeah, to get involved.
Yeah.
And connect.
So important to have volunteers, but, you know, everybody's busy these days and they are really hard to get. But MRAG's been really lucky and we've got some goodies.
You'd really do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking forward now into the future. There's some amazing things happening planned for this year within Millgrove, and MRAG is driving a lot of that. People might be listening going, I'd like to get involved. I like, this sounds quite exciting. I'd like to be part of these things. What's some opportunities people might be involved with, projects within Millgrove?
Anybody's welcome, and we're always at the market with our, you know, brochures and whatever, and it's on Facebook and so forth. That's always out there. But just, you know, come and have a chat to us any old time. But we've got a miniature railway has been donated to it, miniature train being donated and some track, but we're working on that and to develop that. We're doing we've just leased some land from Vic Rose. We're doing a community garden. So a lot of people are interested in gardening. So, you know, come along and have a chat to us any old time. And, you know, you might just want to plant a tomato. Who knows? But just, you know, we can maybe rope you in. what else have we got happening?
With the light trail coming up.
Yeah, we've got the light trails on the 12th of April. Mm-hmm. That was amazing last year, and we took through seven groups of 50 people. That's all we can do at the time, time-wise. And, you know, for the distance that we all travel is sometimes a little hard on some people. But, yeah, great response from that. So this year, hopefully, it'll be bigger and better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have an open day every year, too. That's really good work. With the CFA, it's always a big day. And we've got our solar thing happening. We've got hydro power, you know, working on that. Newest thing now is lighting of the sawmill.
Yes.
So maybe this Saturday night that might happen.
Oh, check
that. Spotlights.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're also just looking at lighting and our Avenue of Honour. So spotlights under that to really highlight our beautiful little Illawarra flame trees, which are starting to come into flower, which
absolutely
is really exciting.
Ah, beautiful, yeah.
5 or 6 years we've been waiting.
Yes.
It's happening.
Plant it and they will grow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all the work you've done and sharing your story today, Maureen. It's really amazing to hear. And if people want to find out more, they can find Millgrove Resident Action Group on Facebook, on mrag.org.au.
.net.au,
on just Google them on your browser, and or pop down to the market as well. on the 3rd and 5th Saturday of the month as well. So anytime.
Most welcome.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you so much for your stories. And you'll also be able to find Millgrove Community Plan on your website as well if you want to find out more about what's happening, what's planned, and how to get involved. You can go there as well. Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you, Michael. Cheers. Great.
We're off to a song now with a bit of David Bowie, and next up is Youth Voice.
Welcome back to Yarra Valley FM, where you are joining the Defrosted crew to chat about the Yarra Rangers Youth Team's latest consultation opportunity, the Youth Strategy Priority Areas. I'm Michaela, one of the Defrosted crew members. The Defrosted Events crew is a group of young people aged 12 to 25 who design and deliver events for young people in the Yarra Ranges. Today, you'll be hearing from myself, Nadu and Ollie, and Teddy and Sophie, two members of the youth team who support our crew. The Yarra Rangers Youth Strategy guides the work of the Yarra Rangers Youth Team. It reflects the needs of young people in the community and outlines what actions their teams will take over the next 4 years. To make the strategy clear, they use priority areas that reflect young people's different needs. The four new priorities include 1, safety and accessibility, 2, empowerment, 3, capacity building, and 4, connectedness. You can read more about priority by searching the Yarra Rangers Shaping page on Google and selecting the Youth Strategy Priorities link.
Thanks so much for introducing the consultation, Michaela. So now you've heard our priority areas, we want to know from you whether we got them right. As young people, you know best about the issues, challenges, or situations that you are experiencing. So this is your opportunity to shape the resources, events, and services that will be delivered for the next 4 years. If you're a young person aged 12 to 25, you're eligible to give feedback and to go into the draw to win some really awesome prizes. If you're too young or old for this opportunity, then recommend it to a young person that you know instead.
Young people aged 12 to 25 can find the Youth Strategy consultation link by checking our Facebook and Instagram at Yarra Rangers Youth, or through a quick Google of the Yarra Rangers Shaping page, like Michaela mentioned. The survey only takes 2 to 5 minutes to complete. All it asks is whether you approve of the priority areas or if something is missing. If you think something is missing, you can write about it as part of your submission. Afterwards, you can rank the priorities in a quick activity and add your details before submitting. With this important feedback, we will refine our priority areas so they match what young people want them to focus on.
And if you need some motivation, there are some pretty awesome prizes up for grabs. We've still got $350 vouchers being drawn over the next few fortnights, and at the end, we'll be announcing 2 winners of a set of AirPods Pro 2. All you need to do is opt in for prizes when you're adding your personal details. You can find the full details of the terms and conditions as your convenience survey, and be sure to enter before March 2nd when the draw closes.
So, let's get stuck into the priorities together. They happen to be really relevant to the work of the Defrosted crew, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what Michaela, Ollie, and Nadu have to say today. Michaela, you're up. Can you please step us through the first priority, accessibility and safety? Have you experienced safety and access as a member of the Defrosted Events group?
Thanks, Sophie, and I certainly have. A clear example of this is how visible these values have been, from our events planning sessions to the free Halloween movie screening we hosted in 2024. In our sessions, food and fidget toys are provided for all attendees so that we may be fueled and ready to focus, which I feel represents the youth team's understanding of what can make people feel included and cared for. Additionally, as shared with me by some of my peers, these sessions were made all the more accessible as direct transport to and from each session has been available, a fact that has resulted in a sense of increased connectivity between the different Yarra Rangers council areas. At the Bell Graveyard, the Halloween event that we held last year, accessibility and safety were considered at each step of the planning process. With the youth team, we ensured the event was being held in a location accessible by public transport and that the venue was suitable for people with diverse mobility and sensory needs. A thorough description of the event was provided for attendees in advance so they could know what to expect, and safety officers were on site for the event's entire duration in case anyone needed a helping hand. As one of the volunteers, I also felt incredibly safe and supported, knowing I could take a break from my role at any point to care for myself and that any of the youth team was also available to provide support. And these are just some examples of how priority area number 1, safety and accessibility, has been addressed.
Thank you, Michaela. It was awesome to support the group when they were designing the Bell Graveyard. You were also considerate of including everyone and ensuring the experience was as safe as it was fun. And it must have been pretty extraordinary given that you sold it out. Priority 2 is all about empowerment. Nadu, I'd love to know, how have you been empowered throughout your experiences with the Yarra Rangers youth team?
Being part of groups like the Youth Advisory Group, my peers and I have had the chance to give input on various community projects. And one of the biggest highlights was writing a letter to our newly elected councillors on issues we felt were important to us, such as youth mental health. This letter is still in the works and it's great knowing something can come of it soon. In Freezer, now defrosted events, I've also had the opportunity to support other community events like the Belgrave Lantern Festival, where we had a youth stage with local artists and there were fun activations like badge making and temporary tattoos. One of my favourite projects with defrosted events was the Cameo Movie Night. Our ideas for decorations, venue and activations were all considered and we got to bring them to life ourselves. Throughout these experiences, I've always felt supported and empowered, knowing that my input mattered and that I was helping create something special for my community.
Thank you, Nadu. It is so great to hear about your experience in the Youth Advisory Group and also defrosted events. And I'm really looking forward to hearing about where the letter leads. I know that it will really make a difference and your youth advocacy is really important in the region. So thank you. Empowerment leads into our next priority, skills and capacity building. In order to empower young people, we need to support them with the skills that they need to achieve their goals. Teddy, I'd love to hear your reflections around skills and capacity building as our youth worker. How have you seen this at play?
I think this is like especially relevant when we look at the defrosted crew, where skills building and capacity building is such a core part of the way that we design the group. We want every young person to be walking away with skills that help them with their future career path and are relevant to the things that they're interested in. But I'm especially impressed by how the young people we engage with really reimagine that concept of skills and capacity building. It's not just limited to things that they want to do with their career or their passion specifically. They're thinking about getting skills in how they can socially connect with one another or link better into their community. We've really seen that exemplified by the young people in the defrosted crew over the last year, which I think really leads well into our last priority, connectedness. Ollie can speak to this. Has being involved with the defrosted crew provided you with any new connections?
Well, thanks, Teddy. Connectedness has been a huge thing for me as part of the defrosted crew. There's social connections and there's also other kind of connections like connection to land. Since I'm not from Belgrave, joining the crew has really given me the opportunity to better get to know the area, the people, and the amazing local events going on. Last year, I got to experience my first ever Belgrave Lantern Festival. It's been a huge highlight of my journey, and I'm so glad I got to be a part of it. In the team, you really get to make the closest and most supportive connections ever. The people really are what makes defrosted events what it is, and it's been such a joy getting to work with you all and make all the ideas we have a reality. Through the focus on connectedness, I got my first job. I get to proudly call myself an avid volunteer. I've gotten more awareness and focus for the traditional custodians of the land, connection and understanding to my local council, and the venues behind events. Overall, it's a huge learning experience that's just so, so valuable.
Ollie, thank you so much for sharing your experience. It's really special and hugely impactful to hear you share and to hear about the breadth or the many ways in which you've felt more connected. And connection for young people in the Yarra Ranges is a really hard thing because it is such a large area and public transport is really limited. But we know that connection is one of the most important things that someone can feel. So it's really great to hear you reflect that. And it's awesome to have the opportunity to support a young person like yourself to discover a new area, new people, new avenues that you might not have been across before you started.
Thanks again to Michaela, Nadu and Ollie for sharing about their experiences and how they relate to our new priorities.
That marks the end of the Youth Spotlight this month. Young people aged 12 to 25, don't forget to share your thoughts on these priority areas yourself. People aged 25 plus, share this opportunity with the young people in your lives. Whether you're a parent, teacher, or friend, you'll know someone who could benefit from this opportunity. The consultation ends on March 2nd, so get in early. Follow the youth team on Facebook or Instagram. You'll find them at Yarra Rangers Youth for updates and links. Or you can find the Youth Strategy Consultation with a quick Google, searching Yarra Ranger Shaping, click the page that says Youth Strategy Priorities. The rest takes under 5 minutes with a chance to win some $50 vouchers or a set of AirPod Pros. Don't miss out. Your voice will have an impact on our future.
That brings us to the end of our segment on Yarra Valley FM. Thank you so much for listening to our wonderful young people, Michaela, Ollie and Nadu, share their experience being young people in and around our youth programs at the Yarra Rangers Council Youth Team. Please send through this consultation to any young people who you may know. Not only do they get to inform the future of the Yarra Rangers, but they also go into the running to win some really cool prizes. I, for one, would love a pair of AirPods Pro. I'll send it back over to the team, but thank you so much for listening, and you've been listening to Yarra Valley FM.
Ah, they say we're young and we don't know, and we won't find out until we go.
To this month's Council's Connection Show. Next up, we have the wonderful Rose, Hillsville Library. Happy New Year. How are you?
Thank you. Happy New Year, Kelly. It's very exciting to be back in 2025. And can you believe that we're already, like, in February of 2025? It was a minute ago that I had Christmas
It was a hot second that we were talking, and now we're in February. I cannot believe it. Yes. But I'm sure a big year is ahead. It's kicked off with a bang, and I know I was down at the library last week, and it was a buzz, as per usual. Lots of people coming in. What's happening there at this time?
At this time of the year, we are, well, we're ready now. School has just gone back, so we're getting ready to get back into our usual amazing programming. Exciting things like story time is back, everybody.
Fabulous.
The amount of people that walk through the door saying, when is it coming back? Because we do take our biggest break. All of the your library branches, including all of the Yarra Rangers branches, take quite a big break over the Christmas New Year's period. So we do an entire 8 weeks of no story time, which is very devastating for a lot of families.
But a good chance for staff to recharge.
Ideas for the new year, and a lot of planning. We don't stop. We just do a lot of planning in that time. But story time is back, so at Healesville Library, we haven't changed anything. We've got a "if it ain't broke, don't fix it" attitude towards story time. That's we've got it. Our tiny tots on a Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. Then we have our family group, which is our 0 to 6 years group on a Wednesday morning at 10:30. And the great thing about that 10:31 is that it means that those little kids that are all starting prep this year, and they do have that Wednesday morning off for, you know, that first couple of months of their new schooling life, they do have that Wednesday off. So they're still able to come back on a Wednesday morning at 10:30, and they're right in that perfect age group to still enjoy a little bit of story time, which might help with that transition as they go into their primary school, journey. So,
Gently.
And then toddlers, our little wild rock stars, are a Friday morning, 9:30, bright and early. You can get in, drop the older kids off at school, baby, and, you know, get your helmets on and get ready for the toddlers to run around in the library for a good hour of energy, which is always a lot of fun.
Gone are the days where a library is complete silence.
Oh, no.
We can't have that.
We don't have that. Look, we do story time 3 times a week at Healesville Library, and we take about an hour each time. So we figure we'll make as much noise as we can for that 1 hour before we have to get quiet again.
It's good energy. It sort of reverberates for the rest of the day, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Story time is back. We have some really cool programs that are coming up in 2025. We are working to do a lot of events in collaboration with the Healesville Community Garden. And in that, we are doing a monthly plant lovers group, which will be the second Wednesday of every month. And the first one's on the 12th of February. Shani, our Green Thumbs for Days staff member, is running that group. And the group will work between, you know, spending time in the library and sharing, you know, knowledge and information between that group on planting and, you know, whether that's, you know, vegetable gardening or, you know, flower gardening. But also we do have a plot down at the community garden, so there will be a lot of hands-on work to do. So for anybody that doesn't have the knowledge, the know-how, or perhaps doesn't have the space, we've got quite a few units, people living in units around Healesville who don't necessarily have the space to put in some garden beds, and we do have that garden plot that those people that want to join that plant lovers group on the second Wednesday of the month can come down and actually get their hands dirty.
Nice and accessible. And if you're not familiar with the community garden, oh my goodness, what a wonderful space. We're so lucky to have that in downtown Healesville. And you might bump into some of the friendly gardeners down there as well. It's a really great vibe. It's always thriving. And what a great opportunity to sort of test and trial things in a borrowed plot, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what we grow in that space, we offer to the public for free. We donate some to some of the produce that we get out of the garden to Hickey. And we add the ingredients that we grow into our community meals here at Healesville Library. So we're really trying to have a sustainable, you know, almost farm to plate attitude towards, you know, or plot to plate attitude towards the garden that we are putting together. And of course, you know, people who come to the library, sometimes they get to take home a bunch of kale or some tomatoes. Which is lovely. Yeah.
And at this time of the year, I'm sure there's lots of tomatoes and lots of cucumbers if it's anything like my veggie patch at home.
Absolutely. And spinach for days, spinach for days.
And the community meals, Rose. So is there a sort of a timetable set up for what's on the horizon for those?
Well, what we do know is that we are definitely going to do everything in our power to make sure that we can continue the community meals. At this stage, we are still... we're still on the ground looking for our funding for those meals. So we're going out to local businesses and trying to find some other ways to make it a sustainable program, because we are mindful of really stretching those resources that we do have in Hillsville. Yeah. There are so many incredible community groups that are all looking for support. So we're reaching out and finding our best ways to have that program supported, and whether it looks like monthly or, you know, bi-monthly, we will definitely be running it again in 2025. That's for sure. So I can't give you a date for the first one yet, but we will be working towards having a full program coming up for that one. So
it's in train.
Potentially maybe even March for the first one.
Alrighty.
Going well. But we'll let you know about that one on the next show.
Sounds good. What else is happening?
So we've actually had navigating the aged care system sessions in the Hillsville Library. So we've got one coming up on the 6th of February, one on the 20th of February. They are 10 until 1 p.m. And they've actually been really popular, quite a good group. We're getting, you know, it's a drop-in. Come in, come and have a chat about how to navigate the aged care system, which can be quite a challenge. Yeah. There's always so much to learn. There is, you know, so many things are online, as accessible as we market online things to be. Sometimes they can be less accessible for many people in the community, especially in our aged community. So we've got Yarra Rangers Council are delivering that program, and they are coming into Hillsville Library. It's really casual, really comfy. Everyone's sitting in a nice, comfortable chair and having a good chat about how to navigate that system. And we've got Tech Clinic now. So this is a new thing. We do our tech services.
Yeah.
Which is popular. Yeah, very popular. Katie, our tech expert, our techspert, I like to call her, she's often booked out 2 months in advance. So what we are running this year is a clinic. So essentially it'll be like tech triage. So for a two-hour period, the first one being the 18th of February, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. So people will be able to drop in and get a 10-minute triage session with Katie. She'll go over, you know, the device that you have. She'll have a look at the phone, have a look at the laptop, have a bit of a look over what you need, and maybe it's just a little quick fix like, oh, you need to update the phone. We can do that in here, and that's quickly done in a 10-minute session. And if Katie then identifies that there's a lot larger a need for help, then we'll book you in for a 45-minute session one-on-one with Katie to do some of that tech support. So, yeah, it'll be a good little session to get, you know, people that are not sure how to do some things on phones or laptops or iPads, or how do I add this app that I need to use, and that little triage session tech clinic will be really helpful with that. So that's the 18th of Feb, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And a great idea. It's like, it's really accessible. No such thing as a silly question. I think I've said that before. Because technology is always changing, and
absolutely,
there's no harm in coming in and asking. And what a great idea to have that little first step. Could be a quick fix, and if not, it's an opportunity to connect with Katie and work out, okay, what's the next step and when it suits. So that's a great service.
Yeah, and I think it really helps with, you know, with the popularity of those tech sessions. Katie is often in the position where she's really booked out and wants to be able to help everybody. So these short sessions might catch some of those, you know, rather than booking someone in for 45 minutes for a five-minute fix. Mm. Hopefully these two-hour sessions are a great opportunity for someone to drop in, and we can get it done really quickly and leave those big appointments for the more challenging issues that people have down the track. So, yeah, that'll be a really good session. So, you know, Healesville's pumping already in February. We've got so much on. But it's not just Healesville Library that we have in the Upper Yarra. We also have Yarra Junction Library. So Yarra Junction Library Storytime is back as well. Very exciting. Uh-huh. They have family story time on a Monday morning at 10 a.m. And their tiny tots will be on a Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. And toddlers is Thursday at 11 a.m. So families at 10 a.m. on Monday, tiny tots Tuesdays 11 a.m. and toddlers Thursdays at 11 a.m. But, of course, all those times and all these times that I've given you are available at yourlibrary.com.au. Listeners can jump online, have a bit of a look. If you're not interested in jumping on the internet and getting onto the events page at the Your Library website, there is also the option to call into any of our libraries and ask our wonderful staff if they can walk you through whatever events are on and whether or not you need to book in. Our Healesville Library is contactable on 9800 6497, and you click option 3 to talk to someone in the library. So you can always follow up those times using our website or come in person, make a phone call.
Yeah, pop in. Always friendly. I know when I'm buzzing about it, the Healesville link there, everybody always comments on how wonderful it is to visit the library because everyone's so friendly, so helpful. I was in the lunchroom having a cuppa the other day, and I was getting help on how to download the online app so that I can listen to podcasts when I'm out walking and Audible, like, and books when I'm out on the road. So, never a dull moment. There's always something. And just the energy, you've got the young kids, you've got people that are learning about history, you've got just people connecting. It's not just books, it's social connection, isn't it?
It really isn't. It is definitely social connections. I think libraries, as we modernise, as we move into times that are rapidly changing, so much is online. There's so many different needs in our community. So what I think is really fantastic about libraries is we have such a great ability and such a focus on adapting to support our communities in the best way that we possibly can. So there is so many options. There are so many options in each of our libraries that will provide support for people in so many different ways that you wouldn't necessarily expect. So many people come back to the libraries after years of not being in libraries, and we do talk about the good old days with the 20 cents a book fine that doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't exist, yes.
And the shushing, and as we were talking about earlier with the story times and the toddlers, and it's like a nightclub for little tiny people in the library for an hour. Culture has really changed in libraries, and I think that's something that we are very proud of at your library, because we really do work to continue to change our culture and the way we work and the way we offer services so that we can offer more than books alone. Books are very important. The books are incredible. I think there's nothing better than the smell and the feel of holding a book and reading.
But there's something about a warm, welcoming space. Open all year round, great hours. There's really something for everyone, and we're pretty fortunate to have not one but two in the valley and upper Yarra region.
It is incredible. And come along, visit us. If you're going out to Yarra Junction, pop in to a story time. They have an after school club, like a new STEAM club opening up starting 4th of February. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting, after school club. They also have a gardening club, so that's starting up Tuesday the 18th of Feb as well. That's 1:30 to 2:30. But have a look online. There's so much. You will find something in the library, and you might even get a book as well.
And Rose, can you remind us of the website?
The website is Your Library, so Y-O-U-R, library.com.au. So jump online, have a bit of a look, and see what there is to offer.
Yeah, jump online, come in, see a friendly face at Hillsville or Yarra Junction. And Rose, as always, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And March will be here before we know it. So look forward to checking in with you and the team in March. But happy belated new year again. And look forward to seeing you at the library.
Beautiful. Looking forward to seeing you too. Thank you for having us on.
Okay. Take care. Cheers. Thanks, Rose.
Bye.
Wow, there is always so much on at libraries. It's amazing to hear what they have to offer. And we've only got about a minute and 50 seconds left, so we're going to have a sharp shooting session. It's a good tongue twister. Of a few little events coming up. Kelly, what have you got?
Badger Creek Hall rollout. There's going to be a huge birthday cake. 100 years. The Badger Creek Hall is celebrating a big birthday on Saturday the 15th of Feb. And I tell you what, the team there over the last 18 months have been putting a lot of sparkle with the hall. There's been so many renovations and restorations there. So come on down. There'll be something for everyone. So 10 till 4:30 on Saturday the 15th of February. The night, like there'll be, like I said, lots of different activities. The men's shed and community groups are going to be involved on the day as well.
Fantastic.
And the day rounds out with a good old-fashioned family bush dance from 6:30.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah, so get on down. There's something for everyone. Lots of history involved in that group. And a huge shout-out to the volunteer team that's pulling that together. So get on down and support them.
Yeah, fantastic. If you want to find out more about that, where can they go?
Yeah, so check out the flyers. There will be some flyers about Hillsville, but you can also reach out anything specific, inquiries at badgercreekhall.org.au.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kelly. And we've got an event coming up this Sunday. The Camelot Castle Medieval Village Fair is on this Sunday, 9th of Feb, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's 2006 and 5, Hillsville Road, Yellingbow. You don't have to remember that. Just Google it, or you go on to Facebook and check out Camelot Castle Medieval Festival. It's an amazing place. It's a gold coin donation. It goes to the local CFA, but there'll be some medieval displays, the markets, fairs, kids activities as well. But it's a fantastic place. It's a private property, so you can only go there at this event. So now the time. You want to see an amazing castle and some real knights fighting and activities. This is the time to go as well. So it's an amazing event. And also, out that way, the Powley Market is coming up. There are two markets coming up. One's on Sunday the 16th of February and March the 16th as well, from 9 to 2 o'clock. It's at the Powley Hall. It's an amazing place. Check it out. Great place to meet the locals, some stalls, some food. And check out Powertown. It's a beautiful little hidden gem in our area as well. So check out that on the 16th of February and the 16th of March. That's us for this month.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Maureen, as well.
Thank you, Michael.
And again, we'll have some new guests coming out. Our guests next month, Kelly, can you remind me who's our special guest?
Yeah, Catherine. So the Connecting Communities Festival, a big festival coming up the long weekend in March. So Catherine will be along to share her story and tell us a little bit about what's happening on the day.
Beautiful. We'll see you then.
See you then.